Neu in diesem Jahr beim CSD war die Menschenrechtskonferenz. Dazu gab es 2 Tage. Am Donnerstag einen weltweiten Überblick in einer Online-Konferenz und am Freitag war zwar auch alles online, aber auch als Präsenzveranstaltung in der Hamburger Handelskammer. Im Fokus am Freitag war die Situation von queeren Menschen in Ungarn und Polen. Und zu Ungarn fällt einem ein Stichwort Viktor Orban und in Polen ist das Stichwort LGBT-freie Zonen. Ich hatte am Freitag teilgenommen und war beeindruckt davon, wie dargestellt wurde, dass Queerfeindlichkeit in Ungarn und in Polen ein politisches Kalkül ist. Man braucht Sündenböcke, um sich an der Macht zu halten. Bei der Konferenz habe ich mit Justyna Nakielska ein Interview auf Englisch geführt. Sie hat mir das System LGBT-freie Zonen erklärt. Angeblich richte sich das nicht gegen die Menschen, sondern nur gegen die queere Ideologie. So jedenfalls die Sichtweise der Regierung. Aber das dicke Ende kommt hinterher.
The Polish government wants everybody to believe that there is no discrimination of LGBTI community in Poland. Anti-LGBT resolutions and discriminatory family charters are just political declarations. Many cards in Poland has proved, has the rulings that the declarations that discriminate LGBTI community in Poland are not purely political and they don't have influence on real life. The cards showed, thanks to the Ombudsman of Human Rights in Poland, that the declarations have a real impact on the lives of LGBT community in Poland and a real impact on legal system in Poland. For example, they, by law, they limit freedom of expression and freedom of access to goods, they discriminate the access to labor market, and so on and so on.
And what can you do against the LGBT free zones?
First of all, you can show your solidarity with LGBTI community. Stay firmly and tell the others about the situation that LGBTI community in Poland experience right now. You can demand to your deputies in European or national parliament to take part in putting pressure to cancel the zones in Poland. We experienced, for example, lately the starting of the infringement procedure in Poland against Poland because of lack of cooperation when it comes to LGBT free zones. And this is the reactions that we want to see. But when you are, you know, just yourself, you can reach to somebody you know from Poland. You can talk about that with your friends. You can support, if you can, financially organizations in Poland so that we could do our job.
And how do you feel as an activist personally? Is your fight successful or do you have much oppression?
As an activist fighting for a lot of LGBTI rights, I have different days, like ups and downs. So when it comes to, for example, reaching to European Commission to infringe against Poland, I feel that that's our great success because this is what we've been trying to call for the last 2 years. But when it comes to general situation and general recognition and protection in legal system in Poland, the situation is pretty bad. Like Poland is the country with the least protection, legal protection for LGBTI community in European Union, according to a rainbow map of ILGA Europe. So we don't have any advancement when it comes to legal recognition, when it comes to equality, when it comes to marriages or partnerships, when it comes to hate crimes or hate speech that is not that doesn't exist in Polish legal system.
This tragedy of homophobic politics, is this single only in Poland and maybe in Hungary, or can it be dangerous for other countries in Europe?
What we experience in Poland and in Hungary right now is just a country manifestation of a worldwide strategy against so-called gender ideology and LGBTI ideology. Sadly, the rights that once were given to you will not stay there forever. So even if you think that your situation is pretty good, don't feel secure at all. Don't give up on your fight, because there are people that sadly wait to take them back from you.
Das war Justyna Nakielska aus Polen. Und das Letzte, was sie sagte, selbst wenn ihr euch sicher fühlt und denkt, alles ist erreicht, nicht aufgeben, da gibt es immer welche, die wollen alles zurückschrauben. Und ähnlich äußerte sich auch die Vertreterin aus Ungarn. Und besonders traurig in Ungarn ist, bevor Viktor Orban gewählt wurde, war Ungarn auf dem europäischen Weg bei der Akzeptanz von queeren Lebensweisen. Stück um Stück hat Orban alles zurückgenommen. So etwas kann überall in Europa passieren. Wir müssen wachsam bleiben. Hier sind keine Verrückten am Werk, sondern knallharte Machtpolitiker.